today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic of this episode is a question. Why does Allah test us? Today, Sunday, is the 9th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and now we'll listen to verses 1 to 3 of chapter Ankabut from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Alif Lam Mim.
Alif Lam Mim.
أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون.
Do the people think that they will be left to say, "We believe," and they will not be tried?
وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
But we have certainly tried those before them, and Allah will surely make evident those who are truthful, and He will surely make evident the liars.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Trial is for proving the intrinsic intentions and qualities of a person to be true. In other words, this world is like a university or a farm. In a university, the talents open to blow. The competencies grow, and whatever is in the stage of potentiality reaches the stage of actuality. In this farm, the seeds must be planted. The shots and sprouts must come out of their inside. These sprouts come out from the land, grow to be some small plants, and finally become some tall, fruitful trees. These things are not possible without experience and examination.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran.
Now our question, why does Allah test us? Our heart is the divining force for our bodies. When our heart is content, happy and filled with hope, life moves smoothly. However, trials are a part and parcel of life. Some of these trials make us distressed, anxious, and when they persist for a long time, we can end up being hopeless and depressed at the situation. Our heart becomes gloomy and questions, being to swarm our minds. What sin have I committed to suffer such a trial? When will the help of Allah arrive? The trials in our life are a means to test our faith and obedience to Allah and earn rewards in this life and the next. Allah Himself declares the forthcoming of good news to those who are patient. But many a time, despite our efforts to be patient, clouds of hopelessness being to shadow our hearts.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. The question of the day that we are going to talk about is about the divine test and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people and tests us. There are a lot of debates in the field of divine testing. The first question or debate that comes to mind is that isn't the testing to know the obscure and unknown aspects and areas of a person or a thing to reduce our ignorance towards? So if this is the case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose knowledge is all-encompassing and He who is aware of the inner and outer secrets of everything and everyone, knows the unseen and the heavens and the earth with His infinite knowledge. So why does He try to test us? Is there something hidden from Him that, He wants it to be revealed by a test? The concept of testing and test or divine testing is very different from our test, the meaning of the test that we have in our minds. Look, the test that we are usually involved in and we are usually busy with, they are the tests that are, the kind of tests that we are involved in are exactly with the same, objective and with the same goal that we just defined, that in order to find the hidden parts of an issue or to clarify some points in us. That is, we are usually giving or taking the test to know more and remove ambiguities and our ignorances. But the divine test is actually something else. This is something which is going to be in touch with educations and trainings.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
Do you know, Allah tests us to purify us and wash away our sins. This is one of the reasons why we are tested. Prophet of Islam Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his family, said, "No calamity befalls a Muslim, but that Allah expiates some of his sins because of it, even if it were the prick of a thorn." So instead of seeing test as a punishment from Allah, this shows that in fact Allah wants to save us from punishment. That is, the punishment of the hereafter, which is much worse than any test faced in this dunya.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُرُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَارِ
عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
One way to face trials with a positive heart is doing our part, then seek Allah's help. Allah states, "So when you have finished your duties, then stand up for worship and turn your hopes to Him." Chapter 94 of the Holy Quran, verses 7 to 8. We get too preoccupied with our problems that we let worry take us over, resulting in this disturbed sleep, poor health, abandoned duties and worship, and gradual isolation of ourselves from others. But in this surah, Allah is asking us first to fulfill our responsibilities even in time of trial, and then worship Him, turning all hopes towards Him. Instead of overthinking about our problems, we must occupy ourselves in rectifying our relationship with the one who can solve them. We must redirect our hopes from feeble humans to the Allah powerful Lord. When Al-Fatah, the opener, opens his gates of bounty for you, then who is it that can withhold it from you? Trials are a blessing as they act as a driving force in drawing us closer to Allah. The security and peace one feels upon establishing the connection with Allah cannot be described in the words.
Why is it that God has created us so differently? Why is it that God has given someone so much wealth versus his brother does not have as much? Why is it that one brother becomes the president or prime minister of a nation and another one nobody even hears of? Why is it that someone becomes extremely brave within the family and others not so much so? Why is it that amongst the family members, one of them is the most patient ones? Amongst the most patient ones. And why is it that some of us are extremely firm when it comes to our faith? How is it that some people are so faithful? They're so steadfast and strong when it comes to their religious belief. And within the family, within the same family, you find others that are doubtful. Now, the more important question is, does any of those positive qualities, or at least what we see to be extremely positive and beautiful from the outside, do they come with difficulties? Do they come with tests? What is it that actually can ruin this blessing bestowed onto us from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whether it is going to ruin this blessing in regards to this world in a worldly matter, or both in this world and the hereafter. This notion is recognized as afah or al-afat within the Quran, and especially within the beautiful words of the Ahlul Bayt, specifically Sayyidina wa Mawlana al-Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullahi alayhi, where in a beautiful set of hadiths, he discusses the afah of everything. The afah of scholarship, the afah of presidency, the afah of being a judge, the afah of being brave, the afah of having wealth, the afah of being generous, the afah of having popularity, the afah of having a noble family, and so on and so forth. And he speaks of the bane behind all those blessings given to us by the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this topic, why does Allah test us, on the next episode, tomorrow. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.